The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Simon Tierney is back with me, continuing his series, How to Do Stuff. How to do what this week, Simon?
How to stop seagulls stealing your food. Have you ever been a victim of our...
No,
seafaring
but
friends?
I saw somebody having their food stolen relatively recently in Stephen's Green. They were sitting on one of the benches just after you go through the arch at the top of Grafton Street into Stephen's Green. They were a tourist. And I have to say, they looked slightly chuffed that it happened.
Yeah.
There was a moment of shock. And then you could see that they were delighted they had this story immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, Stephen's Green is a really classic spot. I remember being sent out there a number of years ago with a fillet o' fish burger
to try see if you could get it stolen.
To bait one for a series called Seagull Watch. Yeah, so the seagull is a funny one because they've really adapted to urban environments in Ireland. But it's funny when you like Dublin is really bad, Galway is bad, but Cork is not so bad.
For seagulls.
Yeah, and I'd love to hear if there's any Cork listeners there, just because apparently it's not a big issue down there. And when Cork people come up to Dublin,
they're astounded.
They're a bit taken aback by our problem.
The gurrier seagulls up in Dublin.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So what are we talking about here? There's two reasons we're talking about this. First of all, last week my mother was in Dublin Zoo with my daughters, her grandchildren. And they stopped.
Halfway through. By a seagull.
Yeah,
where is Gigi?
I'd like to put a call out. If anyone has seen a five-year-old child with seagull beak marks on its arm, so halfway through their visit to the zoo, they stopped for a picnic, as you do.
Yeah,
and a whole sandwich was taken out of my mother's hand.
Wow!
By a seagull swooping down.
And did she get a fright?
I think everyone got a fright. Yeah. I mean, it's quite an alarming thing
to
happen.
You don't realize how big a seagull is until it's on top
of
you.
They're really big.
Big birds.
They're big wings. You speak like a man with some experience.
Well, I remember we worked on a building site in Canada, and I say building site, it was a big, it was the Fairmont Pan Pacific, so a big hotel with apartments on top. So we were up 30, 40 floors up into the air, and we had the doors open, the sliding door open, and a seagull flew in. To a small little one bed.
Wow. So,
and I tell you, when you're trapped in a one bed apartment with a seagull, you realise how bloody big it is. It was huge.
My God. Was there any food lying around?
No, yeah, we probably had food in there. So I don't know why it flew into this apartment.
Well,
they were high end apartments.
How high up were you?
Maybe between 30 and 40 floors up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, I mean, even in
Manhattan. We were in their territory.
In Manhattan, hundreds of thousands of birds are killed every year just flying into skyscrapers. You know, it's because they have.
You think
these
he was trying to kill himself?
It could have been a kamikaze.
The door was open.
But, you know, it's a massive issue for the seagull community that they.
Intrusions, these protrusions from the ground up into their space. Did you see the video, though, of the guy in Cannes with the steak?
Yes. So that was Cannes. That was also very recent. Now, this was a 100 euro steak in a very fancy restaurant near the promenade in Cannes. And they happened to be filming at the time.
Yeah.
Right?
So this makes me a little cynical. I think they were like you with your fillet o' fish.
Baiting the
poor
creatures.
They were baiting the creature.
Yeah.
The camera's perfectly positioned.
It's extraordinary. You can see the calculation in the seagull's eyes. That's how good the resolution of this video is. But it took the entire steak worth 100 euro off the plate. And the type of seagulls that we're talking here, these are in an Irish context, at least, they tend to be herring seagulls. I was just on Birdwatch Ireland's website during the news there. And there's actually 21 species of seagull in Ireland, right? They're a big part of our ecosystem. But there's only really one of that subspecies that's interested in stealing your food. This is a kleptoparasite called the herring seagull.
Kleptoparasite. Is that what Birdwatch Ireland call them?
No, that's what I call them.
Okay.
No, they are generally in the ornithological industry sector, they are called kleptoparasites because not only do they steal from each other, but they also steal from other species. And that other species is us. And the reason they do this, Kieran, is for a number of reasons. We tend to think that seagulls are very aggressive and greedy, but there's actually something a little bit more complex going on here. Have you ever heard of a crop? So certain bird species have a thing in their esophagus called a crop, and it's kind of like a little pouch where they can kind of semi-digest food that they consume, like a sandwich or a steak or whatever it is, or chips. And they kind of store some of it in this pouch in their esophagus. And it's very clever from an evolutionary perspective, because they can keep it for later when they don't have as much food available to them.
Very clever.
Like in nighttime when there aren't as many people around, or they can use it to give to their offspring back in the nest. So that's what's happening with the herring seagull. These are the pink-legged, silver-backed creatures. They're the ones that you want to keep an eye out for.
Okay, so Cullum is after getting in touch to say, please tell Simon there's now such a thing as an anti-bird window. It has a special glare system, so the birds can see it for big industrial windows.
Wow.
So we don't need to worry about skyscrapers anymore. The birds are fine.
That's, well, great. I hope they are using it. The reason that these guys do it is because if you, like, have you ever seen someone attack a seagull? They tend to get away quite quickly. So for the seagull, who is an intelligent creature, he or she endeavours to steal a human's food because it is a low-risk, high-reward system.
Yes.
Right? So it's low-risk because humans generally won't do anything to the birds. They're not able, they kind of flounder. They might, you know, or they're alarmed and they're taken aback and they scream, like in that video, the woman screams. So, you know, there isn't really a chance of them getting hurt by doing this. The reward is very high. So there was a study carried out by the British Ornithological Society, and they studied hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cases of seagulls stealing or trying to steal food from humans.
Yes.
Right? And they found that on 50% of occasions, it was a completely successful heist, right? That they did manage to get a
decent amount of food. That's a good hit
rate. It's a really good hit rate. So if you're a seagull and you're observing this, this isn't an innate behavior, by the way. It's a learned behavior. They learn it from each other, from their parents, that they can do this to another species. It's a very high reward system.
Simon, the title of this lot is How to Do Stuff.
Yes, okay.
How do we stop this happening?
Okay, so there's a few ways you can do it. First of all, eyeball them. Look at them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like if you're a security guard in a high street clothes store. If you're eyeballing people in the shop and they happen to be a shoplifter, they're much less likely to do anything nefarious. If you're looking at seagulls around you while you're eating, they're waiting for you to turn your head. They're looking for the unsuspecting customer. The other thing, and there is a bit of planning involved in this, if you're heading to the seaside or into town here in Dublin, wear contrasting patterns. They don't like contrasting patterns. Like, I'm wearing a stripy jumper today specifically because I don't want to be upset by a seagull.
So that the seagull would not like your jumper?
No, they don't like it. Whereas they do like yours because it's simple to look at. It's not perplexing. Just for your listeners, you're wearing a single kind of monolithic colored shirt. And they don't like anything with stripes. They don't like kind of waspy patterns, anything like that. So they also don't like high vis. I recommend
garish clothing.
I recommend to all our listeners, you should wear a seagull helmet and a high vis jacket.
Okay.
And then you will be absolutely sorted.
So garish clothing with a high vis jacket over it and a helmet on your head.
Seagull helmet.
Like, is that a seagull helmet? Is what? Like a bicycle helmet or a hurling helmet?
A seagull helmet is a hurling helmet that has been repurposed for seagull purposes.
Okay, with the face guard still on it
face
for extra
guard
protection.
Down, holding an umbrella and sit next to a wall. Will also help.
You know, so we joke about this. The magpies in Australia.
Yeah.
Don't they really go for people in parts of Australia, that they're an absolute scourge.
Yeah, they're kleptoparasites as well.
Yeah,
they're another classic
example. And
what
people do in certain parts of Australia, say around Canberra, I know they'd be a problem, and I knew people who lived there. If people are going out cycling, you wear these like little antennae on your head because so that the magpies will swoop down and attack the top, the antenna.
The shiny
as opposed
thing.
To
the first shiny
you. Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like a lightning strike. Like lightning. Like it will hit the rest of the building is safe. So you are that building. And then so you can allow these magpies then to be swooping down and just kind of brushing the tops of this antenna as opposed to hitting you.
God, that's amazing.
Yeah. So maybe we should introduce that as well.
Yeah.
Maybe so have some kind of rods sticking up out of our umbrella.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Okay. I think what you need to be aware of when you're wearing your seagull helmet and your high-vis jacket is that they will adapt. That's the problem.
Nature finds a way.
Yeah, and we actually perpetuate the problem because you will find people feeding seagulls. I mean, this is absolute madness. What are you doing? Seriously, feeding a seagull. That's the worst thing you can do.
So we need to stop perpetuating the problem. We need to dress like kind of lunatic clowns is the only way to describe it.
With stripes. The other thing is that, like, there was a really interesting study from the University.
We could just poison them.
The University of Sussex. And they discovered that they actually learn what we like to eat. So what they did, so they're actually quite discerning in their tastes, right? So what they did was they put two crisp packets on the ground. One was blue and one was red. And then there was a third experiment to the side, which was a human eating a bag of blue crisps. Okay?
Yeah.
And they found that the seagulls almost all went for the blue packet of crisps
they saw
that were unaccompanied because
them.
They saw that the humans were eating them.
Wow.
And they know that we eat tasty things, that we're eating steaks, Filet-O-Fish burgers, everything.
Somebody here has picked up on your point and they're suggesting having garish tablecloths on outside tables for restaurants.
That is a brilliant idea.
To keep them away. I'd been to the supermarket, bore more than I'd planned, and was carrying a pack of chicken legs and a packet of gourmet burgers, put them on the roof of my car very briefly while I opened the boot. Next of all, gone. Seagulls swooped off, took the gourmet burgers, only flew a short distance before he started pecking away at the cellophane, taunting me. Says David. And another listener says, magpies attack you in Australia. With that, the snakes, the sharks, the spiders and the kangaroos. Is every species just attacking people there? Why would you go there? It's like that Dylan Warren sketch, you know, Australia, half a mile from the surface of the sun where every living thing wants to kill you.
Yes, indeed. Like that dreadful stick insect last week. I don't know if you saw that story. It's the biggest stick insect in Australia. It's the size of, like, it's half the size of a golf bag. It's absolutely enormous. They'd never discovered it before. They're still finding these creatures in Australia.
Oh, what an awful place. Dan in Stonyford says, I'm gluing googly eyes to my hurling helmet the next time I'm in Dublin. Dan, that's what we like to hear here on the show.
A Simon lot of Tierney, people put googly eyes. It's a brilliant idea. I've heard that before.
It's a great idea. Simon Tierney will be back with more advice how to do stuff at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.